Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Tēnā tātou katoa. Hello everyone, and welcome to Plains Media's feature episode, broadcasting across Canterbury on 96.9 FM and live streaming and available as a podcast on plains.org.nz. I'm Sarah Jackson, and today I'm joined by Green MP Kahurangi Kāra.
Hi.
I'm just going to start us off with karakia. Whakaronga ki au ki te manu, tui au ki runga, tui ki raro, tui ki roto, tui ki waho, tui au te haere tangata, karonga te pau, karonga te ao, tūturu o whita, whakamaua, kia tēnā, tēnā. Haume e hui e,
taiki e.
Meaning, I listen to the bird, unite those that are above, those that are within and without. Bind the kinship strands of humanity, permanent and consistent are the fibres of light. Draw these matters together in unity and give them substance. The wisdom is bound, it collects, it is held. Kia ora.
Oh, what a way to open an interview. That's so lovely.
Oh, ka pai. Well, Kahu, you entered Parliament in 2023.
Yeah.
And yeah, have worked across a broad range of meaningful issues. And yeah, so we know each other because you, just like myself, are a Christchurch Central local mum. And yeah, we met whilst, well, I think we met a little bit before, but we mostly got to know each other whilst campaigning last election.
Yeah, on like panels. It was great to have another person like advocating for the environment, advocating for animals, advocating for social justice, you know, just to, for people and everything on our planet to have a good life.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was great. There was some interesting times, hey?
It really was. No, I really appreciated having you there because I think that it was my first time doing anything like that and you were just so encouraging and you could tell you had done it before. So I was like,
you were great. I feel like that's the mutual appreciation society. Mm. Anyone else want to join the club? You're welcome.
Hide and why. So what's going on in Parliament currently?
Wow, there's a lot going on. And you're right, I have been an MP for a couple of years now. Mm. And before I was an MP, I had a background in zero waste. Mm. And throughout Parliament, I have advocated for zero waste to the environment whilst also championing for kids in care and also for mental health. So I've got some pretty big portfolios like children, disability, rainbow, mental health and addiction, drug law reform, women, you know, and zero waste, of course. And so all of these sort of come together to show that I'm advocating for people and the environment. And that's been such a privilege. So I'm excited to continue that work. And 2026 has an election, everyone. Not sure if you know, but November 7th is the election. But the government, the current government, has rolled back some voting rights. So it means that you need to enroll now. It means you can no longer enroll on the day.
Wow, or, I didn't know that. Okay.
Or update your information on the day. So you need to enroll now and get everybody in your life to enroll.
Mm.
Both of my kids can vote for the first time this year.
Exciting.
What the heck? Oh my gosh.
So
it is exciting. And so getting them to enroll and when their friends come over, I'm going, okay, let's get you enrolled to vote.
Yes, auntie.
That's right. So that is probably key, is the democratic right to vote and making sure you're enrolled. Mm. And then we have the Labor MP standing down for Christchurch Central.
Okay.
So for the first time ever, the Greens, me and the team, are attempting to turn Christchurch Central green.
Yes.
So, yeah, running a what we call a two-tick campaign. So tick for green, tick for me. And it means that we'll have more resources here, which means that we can continue to do our mahi even more in Christchurch Central, which is going to benefit people here and also our beautiful, beautiful taonga, natural taonga, our environment.
Absolutely. What originally drew you into political life?
So it was my son, and I always thought I wasn't very political, and I have, the more I keep talking to people, especially our young people, about politics and who they're voting for, they feel like they don't know enough about what's happening in politics, so what's happening in the beehive, and I say to them, I used to feel like that as well.
Me too.
Actually, we live politics every day, and so what I've been saying is, what's important to you? What are the things that you want and you need to have a good life, to be connected to your community, to feel supported and safe in your community? And then we get chatting and it's like, oh, you do know politics. So a long way around to answering that question is, it was my kids. I'd worked in zero waste and in disability advocacy and in lots of jobs because I was a young mum, and young mums have lots of jobs to fit in with the family. I think that's very relatable.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my son came home from school one day, and I had been thinking about whether to run for the Greens after being shoulder tapped by Chloe Swarbrick, co-leader of the Greens, for my waste work and waste minimisation. And I was thinking, I've got a really nice life. I work at the Ministry for the Environment and I get to hang out with my kids all the time. And then my son came home from school and he was quite upset about the state of the world. They'd watched a David Attenborough movie that day at school.
Yeah, beautiful.
And my son was saying, oh, now I know why you make us go and pick up rubbish after the Matariki fireworks at New Brighton Beach, and I know why you do these things. And then he had also learned about house prices. Must have been a maths, they were doing something.
Yeah.
He was going, I don't think I'll ever be able to own a house, Mum. And I was thinking, you are like 15. Why are you feeling so distressed about the state of the world? You should be having fun. You should be. And it went, do I want to be the change I want to see? Do I want to do this for my kids? And that was how I made the decision. So for my kids.
I love that. It's amazing. I think one of the things that has really caught public attention recently was, your copyright, the parody and satire amendment bill. Could you walk us through the amendment bill process and talk about that a little bit?
You are so prepared. This is fantastic. So a member's bill is a bill that every member of parliament gets to write and put into a biscuit tin, a literal biscuit tin, and the bills or the laws get pulled out. So some of these laws can sit in the biscuit tin for 9-10 years, and some MPs never get one in their whole term.
You've got a two.
And I've got a two.
How lucky are you?
I'm just like,
the universe is on your side.
Right. Thank you to my tipuna, our tipuna, for being like, you know what we need? We need some comedy and satire. And right now more than ever, because it is our artists who are going to get through some tough times. And we know that things are confusing in the world right now. We are looking at some pretty gnarly topics, and it is the Kiwi way that we needle into these topics through comedy and satire. And that's what this bill does. It allows artists to do what artists all over the world do every day, because our copyright laws are 30 years old. So if you think about memes, you only have to look at memes in Australia compared to New Zealand to see the difference in our laws, which is stifling our New Zealand comedians, who are the funniest comedians in the world, from being able to do their jobs. And if you think about movies like Hunt for the Wilder People and how that topic is about kids in state care and challenging this idea that we have about brown kids in care in a hilariously funny way that just makes it ridiculous. And these are the kind of things that comedians can do. So this one's about supporting comedians. The gift that's been given to us is that it passed its first reading with almost all of the parties supporting it on April Fool's Day. And the submissions are open through New Zealand Comedy Month. So
awesome.
If you want to submit, and actually it's a great way to practice because you might have submitted over the Treaty Principles Bill, but you may not have, and it's not as hard. It sounds hard, but it's really not. You could say, I support this bill because I want artists to be funny. Like, that could be your whole submission. Or if you're a lawyer, you could deep dive into the actual like minutiae of the law. Or if you're a comedian, you could do a parody and satire song. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. Great ideas. Do you think that the fear of copyright action discourages people from engaging creatively or politically online?
You have gone to the crux of the issue,
Okay. Which
is we cannot quantify how much art hasn't been created because of fear of massive legal bills.
Mm.
And comedians have told me when I've gone all over New Zealand talking to them that they've been threatened with legal action. So they may have made a show and then they get threatened with legal action, so they don't release it, or it's just stifling to the creative process, thinking, oh, I'm not sure, there's a legal grey area here, am I going to get sued? And we don't want to stifle creativity, we want them to just be doing what they do best, making us laugh and performing on the world stage. You only have to look on Instagram or TikTok to see our New Zealand comedians up there shining their lights bright. So we want to support our artists because we really need to laugh. We really need to be able to look at these gnarly topics and process them in a way that helps shape the world that we live in.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I find myself in a bit of a grey area with it. I'm like, is this becoming, are we normalizing a issue that is actually quite serious by making it funny? But then also I do feel like some of the political truths can be more effectively communicated through humour than some of the formal debates that we have.
And artists and people should be able to hold powerful people to account by poking fun at them.
Mm.
And it's, to be clear, it has to be fair dealing. We can't, there's still defamation laws, there's still protection.
Bully and harassment.
Exactly,
and, yeah.
But there's a line there, right? And, you know, if you look at Te Ao Māori and looking on the Pai Pai when people are talking, humour is how we needle into these quite complex, often very tragic subjects.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's look at the movie. I know I'm using two Taika Waititi movies at the moment, like Boy, you know, you're looking at it, someone whose father has been absent and and mother died of childbirth, which we know affects Māori wahine at a disproportionate rate.
Yeah.
But the whole movie, if you think it, is just hilarious,
right? Yeah, for sure.
So let me show you these Michael Jackson dance moves. Exactly. And there it is. Mm,
no, for sure. There's a comedian I really like. He was communicating about dairy milk and he was saying, you know, they have their babies for 9 months, carry them, and then they take their babies and then we take their milk and then we put photos, as in America, put photos of our missing babies on the milk carton and everyone's laughing.
Gosh.
And I'm like, oh. But then also these people probably would have never been open to actually processing that and the walls are down and everything. And I thought, no, that's good. As much of as it was like really uncomfortable laughing at it, it was good.
Yes, and that's another thing. People awkwardly laughing at something and being like, I don't know if I should be laughing at this actually. This is problematic and it's a good way to push our minds and to have conversations that invoke emotions to help shape the world around us.
Yeah, without it being so serious.
And it is New Zealand Comedy Month.
Yeah,
and I've been
to
a couple of shows. I went to one at the Town Hall here in Christchurch. And it's so funny and they are so quick and silly and talking a lot about politics, believe it or not, in an election year.
Yeah, that's amazing. I might have to check it out. The internet, I guess, used to be mainly humans, remixing human culture.
Mm-hmm.
And now AI can, I made the same face too, can generate entire realities basically online. Does that kind of change the purpose of the parody law as well? Does that come into it?
So this law is a small change, and it focuses on memes and those kinds of that kinds of footage. But the select committee process is going to be a real opportunity for people to submit on this so that we can go further and really understand how that works. So this law doesn't go into that, but it's important that we do. And actually this week there is a special debate happening in Parliament around AI and around, so do, I think that's tomorrow.
Okay, interesting.
3 to 5, and it will be really interesting because it's moving at such a fast pace, and it's our kids who are feeling the effects the most. Without the guidelines in schools, without protections being turned on by big tech companies. And at the moment, the laws that are coming in are focused on the user. So things like under 16 phone ban, whether you agree with that or not, I was just having a discussion with my two children about their phones, and I may have a couple of their phones with me now. But whether you agree with it or not, what I think we can all agree on is that there is a responsibility of these companies, these big tech 100%. Companies who are making massive amounts of money, to protect our kids, to have controls in there. And if they don't, for there to be legal ramifications.
100%. If it's supposed to be social media, and it's to serve a purpose, which is social society, and it's actually doing the opposite of that, is harming society, then there needs to be more discussion around it.
Yeah, so big stuff, and it won't be going away anytime soon. No. So it's going to be us keeping up, having laws in place, and we have some of the world experts in online safety in New Zealand because of what happened with March 15th and the response to that. So we have those people here, and we need to be listening to them and the lived experience of our young people and anyone who's using the internet.
Yeah, and if you're at UC at the moment, there's a really awesome course. Shout out to the lecturer there, Lizzie, who's doing AI in the South.
Yes, so
it's an amazing
Lizzie.
Philosophy course, and just dives deep into all of the different issues around AI and how we want to use AI going forward. Very cool paper.
That is really cool.
So what's your second bill that was pulled out?
Well, if one wasn't enough, we've got another one, and submissions are open for that as well. And this one is about healthcare, not handcuffs. So it's called the Good Samaritan Law. It's something that's been called for by organisations, safety organisations across New Zealand and the world for a really long time. This is the work of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, and I'm a mere shepherd bringing it into Parliament and having it pulled from the ballot as well, which is just incredible. And it also passed its first reading. So getting it past that first hurdle takes a lot of lobbying, a lot of talking to our colleagues all across the House to help them understand why it is important to put political lines aside and to do what's best for New Zealand. So this law, the Good Samaritan Law, is about people calling for help without fear of being arrested when someone is overdosing. I was really shocked to find out that three people in New Zealand, almost three people, die every week of an accidental treatable drug overdose in New Zealand because they're not calling for help, because they're scared that they or the person who is overdosing will be arrested. I think we can all agree. We might not agree on what drugs we think should be legal, but hopefully we can all agree that if someone needs medical care, that they're able to access it, because three people a week is too many.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
And that's what we hear, is people are scared to call, so police can't even use discretion because they're not getting to them till it's too late. So this one is for all of the people who've ever lost somebody to a drug overdose, to all those mums who helped push this through. And it just makes sense. It's a heavy, heavy bill, but it's also important that we are shining a light on dark things that happen in our country and coming up with solutions that actually work, and to see that it's passed its first reading.
Mm.
And probably, my opinion, the most conservative government we've had in decades shows how needed this law is.
Mm.
And we've got submissions open for that as well. Well, I want to hear from first responders. It's not nice for anybody turning up to that, let alone losing someone who is your whānau or friend. So this one's about a common sense drug law that is treating drug addiction or drug overdoses as a healthcare issue, not a justice issue.
Mm. Yeah, I'm amazed that New Zealand didn't already explicitly make that, yeah, that to say that you're protected under those circumstances.
So what I would say to everyone is, when in doubt, please call for help.
Yeah.
When in doubt, call for help. Any signs of an unexpected unexpected result of drugs, call for help.
Mm. Amazing. So what do you want to see happening over the next coming months leading up to election?
I want to see our communities more connected.
Mm.
Christchurch, we are where it's at. Everybody's whispering about Christchurch like, oh,
best place maybe to live.
Totally, maybe we should move to Christchurch. I went to the Crusaders on a Friday and it was the first time I'd been to the stadium, and I was like, no matter how you feel about the stadium, that togetherness was incredible. It was so cool to see our Christchurch Central just humming, the businesses getting that patronage. And then I went to the Court Theatre on Sunday night and saw a show, you know, right across from Tauranga. Our Christchurch is where it's at.
Mm.
And these crisp autumn days as well. We just love it. Everyone's got their jackets and their like autumn fashion out, and we love to see it. So I'd love to see people out and about in Christchurch talking to our communities about what's important to them this upcoming election and having a look at the policies of all of the parties and saying, who represents me and what I would like to see for our city and for our country? Because what me, Kahu, wants to see for our country is that everybody lives in a community where they're supported, where they feel safe, where they feel respected, and they have all of the things they need to live a good life.
Absolutely.
And that's what the Greens are focused on, making sure that people have cheaper energy bills, have access to affordable food, and that when our kids finish uni or school, that there's jobs for them to go to.
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Hallelujah. And I'm just going to do a really quick fire round, which is something that I do on my show. Shout out to A Vegan Lounge. So it's three quick questions, one sentence or less. Number one, what is the best bit of advice you've received?
Be yourself.
Yay.
Authentic self.
Amen. And what about the worst bit of advice?
Unsolicited advice when people have no idea what you have been doing or going through. It's kind of like, oh, I don't think you know me. probably that. But I think feedback is a taonga. So any kind of feedback, whether you agree with it or not, we can use our minds and assess. Exactly. Right. So staying open, that's great. Love a quick fire round. But then I'm a yapper, so
It
turns into more words than one.
I love that. And number three, if you could sit down for dinner with any politician, who would it be?
Wow. That's such an incredible question. Probably Metiria Turei, our former Green Party co-leader, absolute queen, North Island queen too. Oh, she probably doesn't want to be called a queen because, you know, those structures, we're more about,
I don't know, those circular hierarchies.
That's right. Yeah. We're more about like respecting each other, living in harmony with each other and nature. But Metiria Turei, wow, what a compassionate queen. Mm. Oh my gosh, I've used it again. Look, we're just reclaiming the word, okay? Yes. We're just a compassionate human who is a mahi dog who just does the mahi for our communities.
Oh, so good.
So much to learn.
Yeah, amazing. Well, Kahu, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and share with us a bit about what you're doing in Parliament. And just, yeah, I'd love to have you back here at some stage too.
It's been wonderful to be here. We love Plains FM.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Appreciate you, Sarah.
You've been listening to a Plains Feature interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.